This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. So glad to have you along today. Oh, here I've got another treat for you. Jordan St. Cyr, right here, right now. Mr. Jordan, how are you, my friend?
Doing so good, Melissa. How are you doing?
Oh, blessed. Can we unfold your story just a little bit? Tell me about your family and life, because someone might not know that.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Big story. Okay. Originally from a small town, 1,200 people, Naperville, Manitoba, Canada.
Wow.
Born and raised, got into youth ministry, doing music. And that's really what got me started, playing the guitar and singing in front of people. Mm. It was really the heart of worship that really, it just struck a chord in me. It was my connection to God, worship music. And so that's really, the path I'm on today. I got married to my wife 16 years ago, Heather, and we have four amazing kids. Our boys, Aiden and Liam, are 12, 13 and 12. And then our girls are 8 and 5. That's Willa and Emery.
Oh, my.
And it's been quite the journey. We moved from Canada to Tennessee a couple years ago.
Goodness.
It's just been just a God moment after God moment of him, picking us up from, really just the middle of nowhere, Canada, the middle of nowhere, Tennessee kind of thing. And it's just beautiful.
Thank you for that story. That encourages people. If somebody says, I don't know what I'm going to do or where I am and how can God possibly use me where I am? Yes, he can. Absolutely. So real quick, I've got a couple things I want to ask you. You're a dad parenting four kids. Talk to a parent right now who feels a little overwhelmed and just doesn't know what to do next. Can you help them?
Yeah. I mean, for us, I'm on the road a lot, so we take it a day at a time. We do not have tomorrow figured out.
Okay.
So let that burden fall off you. You were made for this moment. You were made for today. Also, I heard it said best to tip the scale of life in favor of what matters most and maybe even what matters most to Christ. So, I love, my job. I love what I get to do. But at the end of the day, we're a family first family, and like I said, we figured out today, I don't know what tomorrow looks like. So I hold, my job, my dreams with an open hand. Knowing that my first ministry is my wife and my kids. Also, surround yourself with good community. Get to know your neighbors on your street. When you build community right where you're at, you're going to feel that support. You're going to feel that love. And that's something that my wife is so good at. We really strive to, maintain and pour our love into those relationships because they are what carries us.
Good wisdom, Jordan. Thank you for that. Let's talk about your music. How important music is to you, and why do you think we should see our music as worship?
Worship is all about summoning our spirit to where God is, less so summoning his spirit to us, right? Because he's always present, always there. And so music is just this amazing tool he's given us to do that.
Thank you for the reminder, my friend. Jordan St. Cyr, love his music, love what God is doing in his life. If you want to know more about him, we've got a link to his music and about Jordan on my Conversations link. And of course, you will hear him throughout the day on Star 88.3. Go to our website, star883.com. Just click on Conversations. We'll be right back.